Time for more of the Bob Woodson Show, What Works and Why, on TalkZone.com.
This is Bob Woodson again, and you're listening to the Bob Woodson Show, What Works and Why. We're talking about youth violence, and our guest for this segment is Tori Barrett, founder of CLEO, Community Life Family Center in Chicago, Illinois. And you were talking about the unexpected and overwhelming response from the kid. What are some of the other unintended consequences or positive outcomes from what you've done with the kids?
Well, we've been able to build character. And so it's amazing what children don't recognize their abilities are. So initially we had children who were coming and who were afraid to get on stage. But now they're started to get into their school choir and their school plays and other extracurricular activities, which keep them busy and not able to engage in violent behavior. We also had one artist who started on our stage, and now he's a national star, a gentleman by the name of Jeremiah. He came to our open mic, performed a couple of times, and got his song on the radio, and now he's a national star. And so we find that once we give them a platform where they can just participate in the activity on their own level, something that they like to do, is amazing when you see the results that come from that.
And what has been the response of the parents?
The parents are, first they're shocked because, you know, a lot of times you get the young people who sit around the house and rap, and sometimes it's gangster rap and different things like that. And the parents, you know, think that there's no future in that or try to get their children to stop. But what we have to understand is that that's something that the child likes to do. Whether they're going to be a megastar or not, that's a hobby for them. So first the parents are shocked, and then they're surprised and excited because what we do is we have two rules. One, you can't be under the influence of anything. And two, you can't curse. So you have to use a radio version of anything that you do. And so now we're making those children who are, you know, hardcore gangster rappers now changing their style to be able to perform in front of any audience. And so the parents are just elated that now their sons and their daughters have a more character about themselves and can finally not only say their rap in their room with the door closed, but now they can perform in front of their families on family reunion nights and different things like that, because they now have exposed and increased their vocabulary.
Tell me this. Certainly you're one individual, but and to carry out such an ambitious outreach program, you must have others around you who share your passion in your spirit. For these kids. Tell me something about the people you have around you.
Absolutely, Bob. And it's amazing that when, you know, God gives you an idea, that he also provides you with the people to carry out his will. And when we first started, we started our organization a little bit over a year ago, and we didn't have a budget. We just saw a need and wanted to make a difference in the community. And so I had started with 100% volunteers, and I have two males on my staff and two females. So it's a small group of five of us, and the two males, one teaches the poetry classes during the afternoon, and the other teaches computer classes. And my poet class instructor, he's a ex-con who you know, when he was younger, went on the streets and was hustling and got a rap charge on distribution of narcotics, and came out of prison and had a passion for working with the children. And instead of going back to the streets, he decided to help some youth not go to prison. And now he's, you know, it's amazing what he's doing with those children, children who never thought that they could actually write poetry, are now writing books of poetry. They're now performing poetry in front of their schools, in front of their class, in front of their churches. And so young people like that who are on my staff, who have the same passion that I have, are they're the only reason that we're able to do the great work that we're doing in the community.
Tori, in the few minutes that we have left on this segment, could you share with our listeners what steps you are taking to kind of reduce the violence further? You're already doing a great job reducing, but what are you going to do to expand your outreach? I know that you have visited some violence-free zone cities, and you've been visiting. Tell me what your plans are to kind of maybe bring the violence-free zone to Chicago.
Absolutely. I got introduced to the violence-free zone movement almost a year ago, and right away when I first got a chance to meet the participants who are the youth service workers in the program, I thought that it was an excellent idea. And then when I started to read about the research that Baylor University has done and other statistics from local high schools showing a decrease in violence, it's a no-brainer. I mean, here you are, you have people marching, you have people holding rallies, people talking about finding a solution, but here we have a solution that's been proven across the nation to be effective. And so one of the things that I decided to do was to bring as much attention to it as possible. And so actually on tomorrow morning, Congressional Black Caucus Foundation and CLIO, Community Family Life Center, are holding a forum. We're bringing all the educators together. We're bringing the politicians together. We're bringing the Chicago Public Schools and the police department together to say, hey, we have a solution that's proven. Now what we need is support for the solution, and we need resources to implement the solution. So we'll have our school principals present tomorrow, and at this event we'll be highlighting one of the topics that we will be highlighting is the violence-free zone and some of the results that the violence-free zone has gotten across the nation. And we're going to be asking the Chicago Public School System to give us the support that we need to implement this in the Chicago schools. And one of the things that we're going to try to do is we're going to let them pick the school. And we're going to ask them to give us the worst school, the worst performing school that there is, and let us show you that we do have the solution to make a difference on this violence that's happening.
Our thanks to our guest, Milwaukee Public School Superintendent William Andrikopoulos, and Pastor Tori Barrett, founder and executive director of CLIO, Community Family Life Center in Chicago, Illinois. Next week, we will continue to focus on youth violence, and we'll talk to some people who have produced some amazing results in reducing violence in some of the nation's most troubled schools and communities. Please join us next week at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Bob Woodson Show, What Works and Why.
You've been listening to The Bob Woodson Show, What Works and Why, insights and solutions to some of America's most troubling societal problems, featuring community activist Robert L. Woodson Sr. To learn more, visit cneonline.org. And join us next time for more of The Bob Woodson Show, right here on TalkZone.com.